No green coke yet in Venezuela, but it's where singer Maria Marquez got her start. Now she calls San Francisco home, as Beto Arcos reports.
Maria Marquez started singing in Venezuela when she was 19 years old. It was the early 1970s, and the renowned German-Venezuelan musician Vitas Brenner invited Marquez to form a duo with him called Vitas and Maria Fernanda. The duo lasted only 2 years, but the music became very popular in Venezuela. Marquez says Vitas Brenner went on to become an influential musician.
A very important figure because he was the first one to mix or fuse folklore with rock in those days and electronic music. So if you listen to the arrangements and so on, I do have a lot of influence from Vitas, really. He was a major, major influence on me.
In the late 70s, Marquez moved to Boston to study at the Berklee College of Music. It was there that she heard about the San Francisco Bay Area music scene and some of the figures she wanted to learn from. Since her move there, Marquez has recorded 3 distinctive albums, every one of them with a unique and soulful Venezuelan flavor. For her new record, called Tonada, Marquez invited the renowned master of the Venezuelan cuatro, Hernán Gamboa. She says her intention was to record only 2 songs with him playing the traditional 4-string instrument.
And we were in the studio and he said, let's do this one, let's do that one. So a lot of them were improvised, spontaneously done in the studio. And it was just out of his generosity that I ended up with all these tunes. So I decided to include them here and there, you know, as miniatures to showcase the cuatro.
Yo era dichosa, pero no lo sabía. Era un encanto la vida para mí. Todo era dicha, ventura y alegría. Hasta el momento en que te conocí.
Marquez says this album represents her career coming to a full circle. Part of the sound goes back to the early days as a singer in Venezuela with Vitas Brenner, but she says the new record is also peppered with an American flavor.
My roots, of course, are in Venezuela. That's where I grew up, where I was born. But I've lived here half of my life in the United States, so I cannot deny, you know, the influence and what impact it has had on me.
Marquez says it took her more than 4 years to complete this album. She's now working on a special concert in San Francisco that will highlight the confluence of Venezuelan and American music that infuse her beloved songs. For the world, I'm Beto Arcos.
La vida me ha marcado un sino tan fatal.